listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. A warning, this next story you may find distressing. Police do not believe there is any ongoing danger to the public after a mass shooting in Queensland. Two men and a woman have died after being shot on a property south of Townsville yesterday, while another man is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. The incident sparked an emergency declaration as officers search for the gunman. All people involved are believed to be known to each other. Supply chain issues are impacting more prescription drugs. There are now reports Ritalin, used to treat ADHD, is in short supply. It comes after the TGA already confirmed a shortage of antidepressants and drugs to treat asthma. The AFL boss has apologised to Eddie Betts for an infamous Crows pre-season camp in 2018 where players were allegedly pressured into silence. Gil McLachlan has described his experiences as a disgrace. And the federal government's on the hunt for dog-loving Aussies to help stop foot and mouth disease from getting into the country. They've put the call out to the public to become detector dog handlers at airports. Colleen Ezar from Detector Dogs says they need about 30 people to join them.
We're looking for people who have some experience in animal handling in a professional capacity, or it's also highly preferred if the applicant even has an interest in animal handling. So all relevant training to be a biosecurity officer will be provided to the applicant upon successful interview.
The Aussie cycling team has continued its outstanding Comm Games. Grace Brown and Rowan Dennis took out the women's and men's time trials, while hurdler Sarah Carley is through to the 400-metre final on debut.
Had a few issues on hurdle 8. I came home on my bad leg, but I stayed composed.
On 7 there, javelin world champ Kelsey Lee Barber has been cleared to compete after overcoming COVID. In the NRL, the Broncos went down to the Roosters 34-16 last night, and round 21 of the AFL kicks off tonight with the D's and Pies. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, mostly sunny for Brisbane, 26 the top, a late shower or two for the Gold Coast and 24, while it's blue skies for Sydney, 22 the max, showers for Melbourne chasing 15 degrees, Arvo showers for Hobart, a top of 14, a wet one in Adelaide too and 17, patchy showers for Perth as well and 15. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.